Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Still dealing with an accident on the Mike 1 southbound near Wits in the double-decker section in Smith Street. So that is backed up through Jansmuts and Empire at the moment. And in Pretoria, there has unfortunately been a crash on Transoranje just after middle single, heading up towards WF in Cornwall.
The former mayor of Tshwane, Celia Brink, made it clear today that the DA in the city will not back down in ensuring good governance. He lost the mayorship of the metro to his deputy, Dr. Nasipi Moya from Action SA, who received support from the ANC and the EFF.
These parties must not think that they'll be able to get away, to do as they please, and then to blame their failures on their proxy mayor. Nasipi Moya will be an ANC EFF mayor. Action SA has now served their purpose to these parties, having delivered Tshwane into their hands.
Then to Greece, the country has created an FBI-style police unit to combat organized crime in the country. According to the Minister of Police, this follows a raft of gang-related killings. The unit will be tasked with weeding out organized crime, drugs, human trafficking, blackmail, and smuggling. For more on this story, go to jackrandfm.com, click on news.
Time now for your Business Minute. It's brought to you by Standard Bank. Unlock financial growth with the Money Market Select investment account, offering up to 5.25% interest and guaranteed capital.
When you're growing your money, you need to make the right choices. That's why at Standard Bank Private, we offer the best of everything. Our offshore investments are award-winning. We'll give you the best forex rates around. As SA's biggest home loan provider, we offer unmatched expertise, and you'll have access to the best financial planners and bankers. So why not visit standardbank.co.za to join Africa's best private bank today? Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
Renier van Sel from Efficient Private Clients kicks this Business Minute off in America, where the market seems to be on a good trajectory today.
Both the S&P 500 and the tech-heavy Nasdaq in the US got off to a strong start earlier today, whilst the dollar strengthened ahead of the minutes from the Federal Reserve's last monetary policy meeting, which will be released later today.
In Germany, though, not a good day for the economy there.
Germany is facing its first two-year recession since the early 2000s, as the government downgraded its growth forecast for 2024, predicting a contraction of 0.2%.
Then to Brazil, where residents once more had access to the social media platform X under the leadership of Elon Musk.
The billionaire backed down in his feud with the top tribunal and agreed to remove extremist content from the social media platform.
For this reason, the app was inaccessible for a month. And then let's take a look at our indicators. A dollar trading at R17.64, a euro R19.31, and a pound R23.07. Gold trading at $2,611.40 per fine ounce, and oil at $76.72. I'm Marlene Frischer, more news at 7.
Sport word geborg deur Superbets. Wen is nie iets wat jy net jou span kan doen nie. Jy kan wen vir jouself by superbets.co.za. Superbets, die plek om te wed, spin, speel en wen.
Well, I'm coming at you live from a, well, clear Supersport Park here in Centurion, but play has not started yet, even though the Gold Rush Borland have won the toss and chose to field first, so the Titans will be batting first, but the covers, as we speak, are still on at the moment. It's all about the cricket news this evening, with the Lions also playing in a match against the Knights at the moment. The Lions are 50 for the loss of 2 wickets after 7 overs, and the test match that was played earlier today, it is day 2, of course, of that test match, and it looks like it is a run fest indeed, where Pakistan managed to amass 556 in their first innings, in response England 492, with everyone except Captain Ollie Pope making runs there. Zach Crawley 78, Joe Root 176, Ben Duckett 84, Harry Brook 100.